We're up to Simon Reis Tzadi Zion. We're up to Sif Aleph, and we'll be doing the first three Sifim. Mavarach ala besamim im yeshlo. If you have besamim, you make a bracha on them. Vim ein lo ein tzarech lach tzarech reim. You don't have to go looking for besamim. The whole purpose of besamim is so that you feel better after Shabbos is gone, even though you would naturally feel worse. But there's no chiv to go find besamim. The minig Ashkenaz is to make a borei minei besamim, regardless of what kind of besamim you're using, even though normally it's brachas atzei rispe, in order that people not get confused. Lechatchila, the Mishtabura, though, says that you should be using something whose bracha is minei, or at least have that in there. For example, cloves. Even if someone fasts on Shabbos, where we don't say that he feels like Shabbos is gone and the body feels like there's something lacking, he will still make a bracha on besamim, but Matzoy Yom Kippur, even if it falls on Shabbos, the Mishtabura says not to make a bracha on besamim. Sid Beis, Eim Avarach Nor Abesamim Shal Beis Akisei Velo Shal Meisim. One does not make a bracha on besamim that were merely put somewhere to take away a foul odor, but they're not there for the sake of the positive scent. So, if it's in order to take away the odor of a washroom, or it was put by a mace, and asunim lemala mimita, so on top of the mita of the mace, so that also is to overpower the odor. Those you're not, the halachis, you can't make a bracha on. Next, v'lo al besamim shebimesibas ovdik echavim. If non-Jews get together, then mistama, the besamim that they have there, are for the sake of avodas kachavim, and you couldn't use that. Says the Rama, vim birich al besamim elu, if you make a bracha on any of these besamim, lo yotza, v'tzarech lasu levarech al shalachirim. And if you made a bracha barman a besamim on besamim that was only made to override a foul odor and not made for positive scent, or shlavod azara, you're not yotza, and you'll have to make a separate bar mina b'samim. Now, in the case of a mesibas ovik kachavim, the mashmos is that the private b'samim of a non-Jew is not stam omid for avod azara. Lamaisa, the Mishtabur brings her Ben Yonah, who learns not only a mesiba, but anything belonging to a non-Jew, one should not use mechashash avod azara. Unless you know that he's someone who handles in this stuff, not l'shem avodah zarah, or that he uses it in cooking, he doesn't use it for avodah zarah. Siv Gimel, sakim maleim besamim shemasim eni yehudi toch kankane ayayim. These little sachets of besamim that the non-Jews would put into the barrels of wine, afal pi shemuto lariach bam, even though you're allowed to smell them, because it doesn't really get the smell of the wine. And it's certainly not made for the smell of the wine. You're allowed to smell into it. The reason why you're not to use it for Avdolah, though, is even though it's not usser, it's mo'us, because it did absorb from the stam yenam. Now, the Mishtabur brings down, if you have a container in which besamim sat, so it still has the fragrance, you couldn't use that. That's reich she'en lo ikar. But if there's still some besamim left at the bottom of the container, you can still make a bracha.